Forecasters say highs in Tucson later this week could be as high as 107 degrees. The average high for this time of August should be 97. Blame it on a large area of high pressure that's settling in over the state. It's also enough to cut back on our rain chances for the next few days. But J.J. Brost with the National Weather Service in Tucson says that heat could also contribute to monsoon activity.
We're going to be basing all of our thunderstorm activity just on the heating we're going to be receiving. We're still going to have a decent amount of moisture in the air, and then we really need that to run into the mountains, get a little bit of lift, and then potentially blow into some of the populated areas.
So, after a relatively rainy July when temperatures were often below average, what does August hold in store for us? Brost says the long-range weather crystal ball calls for above-average rain and below-average temperatures.
Of course, anytime you're looking at those long-term outlooks, you got to keep in mind that they're looking at an entire month or 30-day period. And inside those 30-day periods, you're bound to get a dry spell and a warm spell. You know, it's just one of those things that happens in the summertime where even though we may end up cooler and wetter than normal, we'll go through our warm and dry phase.
It will be hot in Tucson this week, but not as hot as in Phoenix, where the high could hit 115, or in Yuma, where forecasters call for 116. That means excessive heat warnings are in effect through Wednesday evening for Phoenix, Casa Grande, and Yuma. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.